A 6-6 tie with the Firefighters on Saturday, May 4, has the Cowichan River Rats at 2 losses and a tie to start the Vancouver Island Lacrosse League season. Down a goal midway through the first period against the Firefighters, Dale Darby scored from Jason Bernaski to pull the Rats even, and then Stephen Harris scored to put the team ahead by 1 goal going into the first break. Tyler Clint picked up an assist on the Harris goal. The Firefighters pulled even early in the second, but Cowichan's Wes Morris converted on a Kurt Gailey pass to tie it once more. In what was a back-and-forth period, the Firefighters pulled ahead yet again, only for the Rats, this time Pete Vandendungen, to score from Harris to put Cowichan up 4-3. Naturally, the Firefighters scored to even it at 4-4 at the second intermission. Down 5-4 in the third, Darby took a pass from Vandendungen and found the back of the net, and then Harris got his second of the game to put Cowichan up 6-5. They couldn't hang on, however, as the Firefighters spoiled the party, scoring with 4 minutes to play, and the game ended knotted at 6 goals apiece. The Rats next play the Blazers on May 11 at 8:30 p.m. at the Cowichan Community Center. Meanwhile, the Cowichan Thunder lost a pair over the weekend, first a 12-3 drubbing at the hands of the Blazers on Thursday, May 2, then a closer 10-6 Saturday night loss to the Express. Ben Vandendungen, from Ty Salmon and Matthew Jung, and Tyson Black, from Jung, were the only scorers against the Blazers, while Black, 4, B. Vandendungen, and Devin Zunti scored on Saturday night. Jung has 7 assists over the 2-game span. Up next, the Thunder play host to the Firefighters on Saturday, May 11 at 7 p.m. at the Cowichan Community Center.